At Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, I always endeavor to get the best out of each bean, each roast that comes into contact with me. So I have left no stone unturned, because you remember that yesterday I tried the Blake Espresso Blend from Hasbin, which I found a bit too bright, very grapefruity, a bit sour. At the tail end, it kind of became sweeter. It wasn't a salt on the palate at all. But I thought, because of the lightness of it, the roast, it probably would be a very good filter coffee. And I know that the theory behind that particular roaster is that he doesn't want to guide people to the way they extract his beans, the beans he's roasted. So he never really specifies whether one thing should be only used as an espresso, only as a filter coffee. I don't know whether I should agree with this, because I do think that a espresso roast should be just a little bit darker than this particular combination and blend is, because it's so promising. I'm looking at it again. It's 70% Sumatra, 30% Ethiopian. Beautiful beans, as I said, described yesterday. The beans are absolutely beautiful. Just a touch too light for my liking to push through an espresso machine. Although I've got the super duper espresso machine, the Rocket R58 with a PID temperature control. You can also pre-infuse. So I've put it through that test, and it just doesn't take to milk. It is a nice espresso drink if your palate likes the bright side. But come on, now what I've done is I've actually put it through my miniature V60 porcelain V60 and filter equipment. And it is quite a beautiful, smooth, rounded experience. I am liking it as a filter coffee. In fact, you know, the beans themselves smell so delicious. There's still a lot in those beans. And what's the best way of bringing it out? Well, I can tell you that the filter version is definitely better for my palate, for my liking, than an espresso, especially if you're aiming to make it a milk drink after you've extracted it as an espresso. That doesn't work for me. It just doesn't work. But this, lovely flavor. It is, yes, still on the bright side, still a bit grapefruity. But hey, we have left no stone unturned here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo, because my aim is and always will be to get the best out of each bean, each blend, each roast, each roaster.